This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Belarusians filled the center of the capital, Minsk, on Sunday in the biggest protest so far against longtime President Alexander Lukashenko's re-election a week ago. The country's leader encountered with thousands of his own supporters holding their own rally. AP's Karen Chamis has more.
As Lukashenko's supporters waited for his appearance at the rally, many chanted Lukashenko's nickname of Batka, or father. The president, who spoke at the rally, vehemently rejected any possibility of holding a rerun of the vote, as anti-government protesters claimed the election was a sham and alleged results were manipulated. Meanwhile, large crowds streamed towards the site of an opposition rally about a mile and a half away, the ninth straight day of anti-government rallies. About 7,000 people were arrested over several days of protests, which police harshly tried to put down with clubs, rubber bullets and flash grenades. Many detainees were later released, complaining of brutality from police while in custody and showing extensive bruises. Karen Chamas.
Officials in Somalia say 10 civilians and one police officer were killed in a gun and bomb attack by al-Shabaab fighters on Sunday. Security forces took 4 hours to regain control of the upscale beachfront hotel in Somalia's capital after five assailants stormed it early Sunday evening. Ambulance workers at the scene reported that at least 28 people were wounded. The Secretary General of the six-member Gulf Cooperation Council is condemning what it calls threats by Iran's president and other Iranian officials towards the United Arab Emirates. This follows the UAE's agreement with Israel to normalize relations. For more news whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. After France recorded its highest one-day rise in coronavirus infections since May, the government is pushing for wider mask use and tighter protections for and in slaughterhouses. France's infection count has resurged in recent weeks, blamed in part on people crisscrossing the country for social events. As a result, Britain reimposed quarantine measures Saturday for vacationers returning from France. On Monday, Democrats opened an unprecedented virtual national convention to formally make former Vice President Joe Biden their candidate for president. In normal election years, nominating conventions draw tens of thousands of party faithful for festive events designed to shine a national spotlight on the candidates. President Trump's Republicans will hold their own virtual convention next week. The Democratic-run House is demanding that leaders of the U.S. Postal Service testify at an emergency oversight hearing on mail delays. This comes as concerns grow that the Trump White House is trying to undermine the agency while states expand mail-in voting options for the November presidential election. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushed back Sunday, saying the president is not going to interfere with anybody casting their votes in a legit. And Andretti wins the first Indy 500 pole for the family in 33 years. Now he will lead the field to the green in next Sunday's Indy 500. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Marco Andretti logged a four-lap average of 231 miles per hour in Sunday's qualifying. He had tears in his eyes, reciting advice his grandfather, Mario Andretti, gave him. The wind will scare you, but it will never crush you. Mario Andretti scored the only Indy 500 win for the family in 1969. The August 23rd race will be Marco Andretti's 15th attempt. His own father, Michael Andretti, fell short in 16 tries. When Marco came off the track Sunday after winning the pole, father and son embraced, then strategized for the big one. I'm Julie Walker.
Police in Thailand say an anti-government protest there drew more than 10,000 people on Sunday. This is the largest political demonstration the kingdom has seen in years as a pro-democracy movement gathers steam. Nigerian police say four Chinese workers abducted from a quarry site in southern Nigeria have been freed. Unknown gunmen seized the Chinese nationals last month and killed their police guard. Chinese firms are working in Nigeria on multi-billion-dollar infrastructure projects that include railways, airports, and roads. For the very latest on all the news, please go to voanews.com. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. VOA News.